Testing, testing, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
So Bryce doesn't. Cheers to
2024. Hey. We just took a sip of Via Ray, which is my icon's Issa Rae's Prosecco, and it's pretty good.
That's good. We have a splash of vodka in it to celebrate the new Issa, not the old Issa, with the whiskey. So, you know, a little twist on it.
We like that. Well, welcome back. So if you are a repeat offender of listening to the Light Podcast, we welcome you back. Glad to have you here on our annual, which has turned into an annual podcast where I record one episode per year. But if you are new to the Light Podcast, we would definitely love to welcome you. Something that I do every year is I sit down with my best friend Bree, whose voice you just heard, and we essentially just kind of chop it up about the year. We reflect on what this year that is passing has been. We talk about our goals, if we met those goals, and then we kind of start talking about our goals for the new year. And I think this new year has a lot of exciting things that are coming with it, so I'm excited to kind of get into it. But before we do that, one thing that we did this year that's different, this is the first time doing it like this, we opened up a poll to our followers just to kind of see what, you know, folks would want to hear us talk about. So we'll start with that, and then we'll go into like the traditional things that we normally do for the podcast. So the first question that we were asked was what
are our thoughts on the Color Purple movie and if we would see it. I think it was more like general, just kind of open on our thoughts. I actually did see it. So I can kind of start with my thoughts of the movie. And then we can just kind of talk about like some things that, you know, we've been noticing about like the themes of the movie, why it was remade and all those things. So I thought it was good. I guess I was somewhere under a rock when people said that it was a musical because I didn't know it was a musical.
Oh, you didn't?
So,
Oh, yeah, you said it right.
I walked into it not knowing that, and I was like, oh, God, it's like a song every 5 seconds. So that was a little bit much for me. But overall, it was good. It was really great casting, I believe. Particularly liked Miss Sophia's character, the remake version of it. Obviously, you know, the classic is a classic, and sometimes people are like, oh, you shouldn't remake the classic. But I thought it was good. I mean, overall, it was just really good. I think it was the same storyline, but it was a little bit more modern in a way.
Mm-hmm.
One thing I did notice that they took out, which I really appreciated, and I don't know why I pay attention to it, but the part where Suge meets, spoiler alert, I guess, if you haven't seen it.
Yeah, this is spoiler. I have not seen it.
But this is just a small part. Part where Suge meets Celie for the first time, and she says, "You show is ugly."
Mm-hmm.
She didn't say that.
Oh, okay.
And so I just feel like that was a piece for me that was like important and stood mm-hmm. out. So I appreciated that. Their relationship was a little bit different. I mean, it was similar, but it was a little bit more like she cared about her.
Mm-hmm.
Even Miss Sophia's relationship with her was, you could just tell that they were, it was a caring relationship, like they cared about her and she had people like in her corner. So
mm-hmm.
I appreciated that part of it. And then I think we had briefly talked about like some of the things we see on social media about like, oh, why would you remake a trauma? Like, this isn't like a highlight for us. You know, why would y'all watch that? Why would y'all support that? And how sometimes we can capitalize on Black trauma. My thoughts, I have mixed thoughts, but my initial thoughts were like, well, you know, it happens. So like not showcasing it doesn't make it not happen. I think it's how we as consumers and viewers approach it. And so I think if you go into it with that mindset, hell, most of the stuff we watch is our trauma just reenacted on screen.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just, I think, a bigger conversation that we probably can have. But I don't know. What were your thoughts?
Yeah, I'm honestly very indifferent, truly, like, to the Color Purple movie. I don't know. Like, when I first heard it, it was like, okay, yeah, that's cool. Like, I didn't have... I remember when they first announced they were doing a movie, there was just a lot of, like, feelings in general about, like, if they should or not. And it's a classic, don't touch it and all that. I don't... I don't know. The Color Purple for me, the original, it was cool. I've watched it a couple of times. I've read the book for class or whatever. My mom reminded me literally yesterday that we went to the play, like when I was like 12 or so. Mm-hmm. So something it's been a part of like my life, I guess. But I don't know. I don't have strong opinions either way. So I may watch it. I may not. Like I don't know. It's just not all of that for me. But the trauma piece, like, I understand that argument, because especially I think, like, 2020, like, around the time of, like, George Floyd, and they did, like, the When They See Us movie, and, like, I just feel like during that time, it was a lot of movies or things that were coming out, and black trauma can be a lot to watch, especially when that's all you see, when there's also not a lot to, like, it's not a lot of the other side always of like just black joy. Like it's almost kind of radical to see black joy. So I understand the arguments of that, but like kind of to your point, one, Color Purple already exists. So like, right. It's not like it's a recreation of like a new idea of anything.
Right.
It already exists. And so I don't know about that, but like I told you, Oprah to me, a lot of her brand, I believe, and this is maybe controversial and it may be a hot take, is black trauma. So I'm also not, I don't know. I don't have that many strong opinions. I really just don't about the movie. I don't.
Yeah. That's good.
Okay.
One of our other polls was about what are some of our biggest wins and losses for the year 2023. And so my take on this, first of all, thank you all for responding and like giving us mm-hmm. these things to talk about. But my take on this one, it's hard for me to say specifically wins and losses, because my theme for life is that everything happens for a reason. And so everything happens the way it's supposed to. And if you believe that, then you don't really take anything as a loss. Maybe I'm being too literal with that one. But that was mine. So it was just a little bit hard for me to kind of segue for that one. What I will say is that I did experience some loss in my family. And so that really did affect me. And I think it also made me like think about, whenever I experience loss, it always makes me think about like life and how, you know, important things are. Mm-hmm. And I think about like, oh, you know, how I respond to those losses. And so I'm always like mentally checking in with myself and mentally, you know, making sure that I'm not neglecting. If I feel sad one day, okay, that's just gonna a part of the process. Or like being really intentional about making sure that I am experiencing those emotions. So that is one thing that I will say. And then as far as wins, I guess we can kind of get into when we talk about like when we segue into our lessons and our goals. But I think overall, you know, the year has been the year. But just really grateful and really excited, kind of optimistic about 2024. So.
Yeah.
What about you?
Yeah, I would agree. I think when I saw this response, I was like, okay, wins, yeah, mm-hmm. I know the wins. And I was like, losses, I don't know. And I don't know if I've had any major losses like this year. I know every year is not always like, there have been years where there have been like more obvious things that I've lost. Like, I'm sure I've lost certain things, but at this moment, like, I can't necessarily, like, in preparation for the show, it wasn't something that I could come up with. So I really don't know. And then a lot of the wins, I would say I got a lot of wins this year, and like very similar to you, I think they're going to come out as we kind of go through the show today.
Yeah.
So I don't want to spoil too much, but
that's good. I mean, I think those are good. A good way to look at those two. Again, thank you for those questions. We'll be, you know, leaning on you guys to kind of help us. I think our overall theme is always like recap of the mm-hmm. year. What are some things we learned? So just kind of sticking on those themes moving forward. But that's a great segue to talk about 2023. I know we did our New Year episode in January this year.
The end of January.
But let's pretend we didn't. And let's talk about the recap of the year or any updates that we have.
Yeah. I think the recap of the year. So my theme for 23, and I know we'll talk about this a little bit later, it was discipline. I think it kind of morphed and changed throughout the year. But overall, this was a good year. I think for me, this year really was, I think work was like, that. This was the year of like work for me. So I did one of the wins that I got this year, and it's like official now. Yeah, it's like official now-ish. I'm still waiting for like the paper, but it's a pretty much official. I got a promotion at my job, so moving up to the next level. And I know that was something I kind of, like in our last year's episode, I was talking about, you know, talking to my supervisor about what the future looks like and all that. So things escalated very quickly. And so I ended up getting a promotion, but with that promotion, it came with a lot of other different changes. So it took a move. I had to move. Due to that, I also had to move my office. My responsibilities like really, really like increased a lot. And so that kind of, I don't want to say it took over my life, but those were like three big changes, I feel, in a pretty short amount of time where I had to adjust and shift. And my work just, it's very hard to separate my work from like my life just because of the nature of my work. So that was a pretty big thing that I think took up a big part of the year. But other than that, I think this year for me, going back to the discipline piece, that's what it was. I kind of just honestly kept my head down and got to what I needed to get to. It wasn't anything like super elaborate. You know, I had a great year overall, but that's kind of like the recap. I would say it was a pretty good year.
Good. I mean, yeah, you know, I hate to think of like a year as like good or bad, right? Because there are always pieces, right? There are always like things that are good and things that are bad. But you know, life is life this year.
Yeah.
So I think that it's okay to acknowledge that was the case for most of it, in a lot of different areas. And again, we'll talk about like, you know, lessons learned and all that. But I guess like in the past couple of months, maybe, I've just been feeling really optimistic. So, and it's not just a feeling. I've also been making actions and, you know, striving towards things. So I love that. I love that I've had tremendous growth this year in a lot of different areas, again, that we can touch on. But I think sometimes we don't necessarily acknowledge like all of the shortcomings, or we acknowledge them, but we're not like, it's in a negative way. Mm-hmm. And for me, I like to think of them in a positive way because they're setting me up to be greater. Mm-hmm. So I'm optimistic. I am ready for the new year. So we'll see. What are we? 3 days? 3 days short of the new year?
I don't know what day. What's today?
Today is December 29th.
I do know the day.
Happy birthday, Tamira.
Happy birthday, sis. Our sister is 21 today.
21.
And we are officially aunties.
Yeah, we're the aunties of the group. It's okay. We still invited, so we just gonna, hey.
We about to start the pregame after we record. Hey.
But yeah, so that's pretty much that recap. We can go ahead and jump into our lessons learned.
Yeah, I would say for me, so kind of with the updates that I gave, the biggest lesson that I learned, which honestly, I struggle with the word lesson for this, I struggle with the word learn, because I don't think this is something I necessarily learned, but I don't know, it really hit me this year that I am not Superwoman, and I cannot be Superwoman. I can't. Like, I literally can't be, and I feel like for so long I have tried to be, and even with this new role, like, I think I really learned in this new role because with the new responsibilities that I have, like all that I was doing before, I just literally, physically, mentally, I just cannot do it. And I think I've learned that maybe like literally the last like 2 months of the year, and my staff have been looking at me like, girl, because I've been delegating more, the task and the way that I've operated is different, because I think I've just came to this realization that I can't do everything. And that's not even just in work. I think in all facets, like, I just can't be everything for everybody. I can't do everything. I can do what I can do. And sometimes whatever I can do is the best that I can do. And I got to be okay with that. So that's been a big, like, eye-opening earth-shattering thing that I've learned. And again, it's something I feel like I've been saying for years. Like, yeah, you gotta, and my students have called me out. Like, yeah, Mary, you always tell us to delegate and da-da-da. You need to delegate and you need to rest and da-da-da. So it's one thing I think I've been living it more so. I've been forced to live it in a different way than what I'm used to. And it's really challenging me because it's not easy to like, because part of it for me is not being a superwoman. You have to trust people, right, to do things. You have to trust that, like, it's going to work out. And you have to let go of control in a lot of different ways, which is scary and not, like, the funnest thing in the world to do. So I'm realizing that that could be at the root of some of those things. But that's been a lesson for me. If I had to just give you, like, a concise thing, I think that's the lesson.
Okay, well, that's great. I mean, yeah, I think, you know, obviously we talk about things. So we've kind of touched on that. So that's a really good lesson. I think that's good because it can also relate to other people and they can probably take something from that too. Like, mm-hmm. You know, sometimes we do try to do everything. We just can't. So that's good. I have a few.
Okay, come on.
I have a few.
I'm feeling this...
Yikes. Prosecco and vodka. Too early. Y'all should have seen it as an auntie dance.
Too. Shout out. That was not that's what the kids do.
As soon as you say what the kids do, you're
that's what the kids do.
So yeah, so the first one is, I said reminder. I put reminder in front of it because I feel like I've said it before to some degree. But always choose you. So what I mean by that is, kind of similar to what you just said in a way, but just to kind of piggyback, like, you know, sometimes we, not everybody, but some people are people pleasers, myself.
Me too.
Identify I'm a people as pleaser. One of those. And so it's just very easy for people like that to just constantly try to make sure that everyone's good. Mm-hmm. And so nothing wrong with that at a surface level, mm-hmm. but when it compromises something that you want or something that, you know, is beneficial to you, then that's when it becomes a problem. And I think mm-hmm. that I've noticed that sometimes for me, like, it becomes a big thing when I'm like putting myself on the back burner. Mm-hmm. So yes, it's all about choosing me moving forward. Okay, but it's
we like that.
It's something that I definitely have had to remind myself this year. Another one, this is a big one for me this year, was to change your perspective. So I think I've talked about before, like, I'm in therapy, and one of the things that really stood out to me that my therapist did mention this year was to maybe you should just change your perspective. Like, how are you thinking about that? Mm-hmm. Let's think about it like this. And it helps so much because it takes, again, anything that's negative that you're thinking about, like, oh, this is, you know, whatever, and you're it's daunting and it's painful to talk about it and it hurts. But if you think about it in a different way, if you change your perspective and your view, it helps make it, like, minimal in a way. So whatever big thing that you're worried about or you don't want to do or you're dragging along to do, if you change the way that you think about it, it's not really a drag. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? So that was a really big one for me. And so I kind of wanted to share that because I've done it in a few different areas. And it just helps me not be so caught up on things that don't really work out how I think they should. I put learning for this one because I am constantly learning this one. And this is funny. But it's standing on business.
We like the stand on business. Standing on business.
Yeah, this obviously is all like social media. Like, it's a thing. Like, it's funny. It's a joke. But seriously, like, you know, when I say it, I mean, like, if you make a decision, stand firm in it. Right? Mm-hmm. Like, if you are thinking about, like, for me, I'm a tough person. I like to bring a lot of people on when I'm making decisions. Like, the smallest to the biggest on... I feel like, was it a year or two ago when I was thinking about the job I should choose? I was mm-hmm. bringing in a bunch of different opinions. Mm-hmm. And for me, it's always been like, oh, well, I like to hear different people's perspectives, or maybe y'all have something different to say, or maybe I'm leaning one way and I want to hear more about that way. You know, I feel like it helps when I make the decision on my own and then I tell y'all.
Amen.
You know what I mean? Like, because then it's my decision. Then it's not influenced by anyone. Then it's something that I'm confident in, and I have to be confident in it. And then later on, you know, I'll announce that I'm doing this or I've done this. So I think that that has been something that I've started doing, but I want to continue. That's why it's a learning to continue to do. Because it's also easy to, like, get wrapped up in other people's opinions of the decisions that you make.
Yes, very
easy. But at the end of the day, who's living in those decisions?
You.
You know what I mean? So I think that you should just really stand on the decisions. Make sure that they make sense for you, right? So sometimes that means talking to yourself. Sometimes that means writing down pros, writing down cons, and making informed decisions, obviously. But make the decision and then drown out the noise and stand on whatever it is that you said. So that was a big one for me. So
yeah, I like that a lot. And I would say I'm also learning that.
Are you?
Yes.
Yeah, that was a big one for me. All right, so the next thing is our goal call out. So last year's episode, really January of this year, you said, you did mention your theme, your overall theme for your goals was discipline. So I just wrote a synopsis. You said that you wanted to be more centered, less anxious, and you wanted to feel healthy and beautiful and have the energy to do things that you want to do. You also mentioned that you wanted to lose a couple pounds. You didn't share a number, but you said that you just wanted to lose a couple pounds. And you kind of elaborated, go back and listen to last year's episode. You elaborated on why you didn't share a number and what that looks like to you. And then you mentioned that you wanted to start a capsule wardrobe and then pay off $25,000 in debt. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
So where do we land? Come on, go ahead
and tell me. So last, or whenever we recorded this episode, the beginning of this year, I was reading this book. I don't even remember what it was called. I think it was Mindful Self-Discipline. I have not finished that book. So, but what I will say, I think discipline, and I honestly, like, I think this year is different for me because In preparation for this episode, I went back and listened to a few of the other ones that we've done. And I really don't feel like I have a whole lot of new. Like, I feel like a lot of what I'm talking about today is very, like, similar. But something we've talked about, we were making a joke about it earlier. Like, we're not on a linear path. it's incremental. It's a marathon. It's not a sprint. And so for me, I think when I was reading that book and at the beginning of the year, I was in a different headspace of like, this is what I need. This is where I need to be by the end of the year. And I think somewhere along the way, I just was like, well, what if we just accept where we are right now and work incrementally instead of trying to, like, again, I can't do everything. I can't be superwoman. It's unrealistic. Some of the goals, I think, were just not unrealistic in its nature, but like what I think I was trying to get out of them were more unrealistic, if that makes sense. I have been disciplined, but just in a different way than I think what I meant when I said it on that episode, if that makes sense. Like, I think if the me that said it in January was listening, she would say we did not achieve the goal. But the me now in December, I would say we did achieve it, if that makes sense. And so in a lot of ways, I have gotten disciplined. Like, I stay on my routine for the most part. I give myself grace on days when I don't. I give myself days of the week where I don't. Like, I think for the big part of this year, I was like, we need to do a to-do list on the weekends as well. We need to be disciplined on the weekends. And then, like, literally maybe like a month ago, I was like, why? Just be free on the week. Like, you do great all throughout the week. How about you just let Saturday and Sunday be the days where there is no agenda unless there's something specific that we have going on. When there is nothing going on, just wake up when you want to wake up. Do whatever your heart tells you to do on that day. And for so long, I think I gave myself a lot of shame about that. So, I don't know. It's real. My Also, I was on some real, like, woo-woo stuff, I feel like, going into this year with the goals. They were just all over the place. It was just a lot going on. And so I didn't achieve it in that way, but I feel very accomplished in them. And then for my, I know my body was, like, a big focus for me going into this year. And I think I didn't lose any of the pounds that I wanted to lose. But one thing I did mention, and Bree kind of alluded to it, I wanted to feel differently, and I wanted to just make some better, like, decisions when it came to, like, health. Now, this last, like, 2 weeks or so, you know, it's holidays. My husband and I just came back from a cruise. I've been eating all day today, drinking all day today. But prior, like, up until this week, I feel like, and even now, I'm doing it very guilt-free. My stomach hates me at this moment. But other than that, like, there's no shame or guilt that I feel. And I've done a lot of different things. I've tried Noom. I've tried a couple of different things to just, I think right now I've been working on changing my relationship with food and what that looks like for me and like what I eat and those type of things. So it's real woo-woo, real philosophical. There were no like specific goals that I had in mind. I did not at all create a capsule wardrobe, but I have created a plan to like, not necessarily a capsule wardrobe, but I've, actually, let me not say that. I have bought certain pieces. Because a capsule wardrobe, to me, what I see it as is just having good quality pieces in your wardrobe. And I think I've been working on building that. So I wouldn't count that as a complete loss. And then I do feel more beautiful, I feel like, than I felt in a while. And it goes to just acceptance. I think that's kind of what my theme ended up being. Mm-hmm. More than discipline, it ended up being just accepting. Like, this is where we are. You've done a lot to get to where we currently are. Just be here for a second. Like, just be here, accept it for what it is. If you never lose the weight, if you never change your habits, this is who we are. Mm-hmm. Do you like who you are? Ooh. And I think the answer is yes. Like, granted, do I have goals? Do I want to do things differently? Sure. But I think at the end of the year, that's kind of where I'm at with those different pieces. And I feel like those are all I set for the, like, discipline parts, right?
Yeah.
And then for debt, I did do that. So my goal was 25. I think I calculated it, I want to say last week, I think I came up to, like, 30.
Okay.
For this, not in total, but 30 for, like, this year.
Period.
So we'll talk about that later. I exceeded that goal.
There you go. It's all about balances. It's all about balance. But that's good. I like the idea of switching paths. Like you said, it started off as discipline. I mean, that was January. Mm-hmm. And then it ended up being acceptance. Mm-hmm. So I think that that is something that is good to recognize. And I'm glad that you did that. I think you did good. I think when we say these goals,
it's not a linear path.
It's not a linear path. It's just really, again, it's optimistic. Either the end of the year or the beginning of a new year, we're just like, oh my gosh, we just have all these, it's 12 months, we can just do all these things, you see all these things on social media, and it's like, oh my gosh, I could just conquer the world, but we just got to bring it back in, and if we survive, and if we learn, and if we are continue to grow and continue to evolve, I think that is good. All right, I guess it's my turn.
So, my friend, last year, you said... Oh,
Amira's looking at my notes.
Sorry.
She can't see.
My notes, it's a whole thing. Anyway, so you said you wanted to get back to yourself. You wanted to do like a check back in for your social group, her. You wanted to pay off debts. You wanted to step outside of your comfort zone, work on some home projects that somehow involved me, and then you wanted to evolve. How did we do?
I think it's like iconic that I laugh every time that you do the goal call out, because what was I thinking? Get back to me. I think when I said that, I was talking about like the whole self-care thing, the whole losing myself, the whole self-centered thing. I think I did pretty well. I hate that, and I will talk about this in my 2024 goals, but honestly, I kind of hate that I was so loose with that. I really want to be more specific. Mm-hmm. Because I think that is measurable. Mm-hmm. And I can't really measure. I mean, I could say like, oh yeah, I did this, I did that. And I have done some things, but I want to be able to like point to it. I want to be able to say like, I did this. And so that is me reaching that goal. But yeah, I am very delegating in my parenting.
Like that.
So I have realized, and this is, I guess, kind of a lesson in a way. A lot of times as parents, we think that, or as moms, we think that we have to do everything when it comes to our child. Mm-hmm. And we're like really, what's the word? Possessive.
Mm-hmm.
When it comes to our children. And I think that that is, I wouldn't say wrong, but I don't necessarily think that it's always right.
Mm-hmm.
Because I've talked about before, my support system is amazing. And so leaning more on them,
mm-hmm.
and allowing, not feeling like the mom guilt when I want to do something for me,
mm-hmm.
or when I want to, you know, just take a mental health day, or if I want to just mm-hmm. not do anything for a day, not clean, not cook, not go here, not go there. I think that we do that to ourselves a lot, but I am okay in knowing that he gets the best of me when I'm able to have those moments and those times. He gets everything that he needs. And also, he gets the best of everyone else, too. You know what I'm saying? He has a whole other side of the family. He has you. He has my friends, my family, his grandparents. Like, you know what I mean? Like, he has a whole village of people just waiting to love him and waiting to spend time with him. And so, I don't, if I'm not possessive, not only is it helpful to him, but it's helpful to me.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that I've done a pretty good job of kind of like I said, delegating in a way. And also just taking that time for myself. Like you said, sometimes you just don't want to do anything. You don't want to have a schedule. You don't want to have to think about what's next. You just kind of want to take that time for yourself. And again, it allows me to be a better person overall. So yes, I think I kind of did that. Her. We didn't say her last year. I think I was like really like, oh, my social group. Because you know why? I was so scared of it failing that I was like, I don't really want to talk about it. And then I had nothing to talk about at the end of the year. But we did that.
Yeah.
We did that. So her is, it stands for healing each Rafiki. Rafiki in Swahili means friend. And so it is. I would say it's a social group if you had to call it something. But it's a group of us. We get together once a month and we talk about a variety of different topics, whether that's health, whether that's financial planning, whether that's community service. Like, we get together and talk about even social things, right? Like, we just have one day out of the month that we get together and we just kind of focus on those things. We have topics, we have agendas. Again, started it in January of last year, the day that we recorded the podcast with our first meeting. And we were consistent, and I loved that part of it. I think that was the biggest lift for me the first year, just being consistent.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure you're meeting every month, making sure that we're, you know, striving towards a goal. And then at the end of the year, let's reflect. Let's look back. What, you know, what was good? What wasn't good? What can we do? How can we continue to grow and evolve? And I am so proud of it. And so I'm excited. You know, we had our last meeting this month, and we talked about some great ideas for next year and how we can grow and how we can continue. And everyone, I think, had benefited from the group. So I'm really proud of that. And I really can't wait to see where that goes. So yeah, did that. What else did I have on my list? Let's see. Pay off debts. All right, so what was next?
Why did you do it like that?
No, ma'am. I was just trying to stay above water this year, okay? Inflation is a B-I-T-C-H. Step outside of the comfort zone. In some ways, I could see how I did that. I think that was one of my, like, things at work, too. And so that was how I was able to measure it. That's why I say, you know, get more specific. You're able to measure it. It was one of the things on my review. And she was like, I want you to speak up more. I want you to. And that's not comfortable for me.
Mm-hmm.
So definitely did that. And I definitely was, you know, we kind of talked about it, my boss and I. And so she acknowledged it as well. So, yeah, I guess I did. And I think I still can some more. There's some more that I could do there. Home projects, nope. What I did, I started redecorating, but I wanted to do like some real home projects. I just didn't put the energy into it. So, you know, again, what'd you say?
It's not a linear journey. It's not linear.
And evolve, yeah. I think that that's an ongoing thing. Mm-hmm. When I said it last year, I had just literally added it that day. And I was just like, I just want to grow. I just want to evolve. I just want, and there's so many different areas of my life, right? But I feel it. Like, you know, you just feel it. Like, I just feel
it. I see it.
Coming. You know what I mean? You see it? I love that. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that's where I landed for my 2023 goals.
Awesome.
2024. Can you do something for me?
Hey, 24. Can you do something for me? That might be the title of the episode.
Hell no. Go ahead. What are your 2024 goals, Amira?
Yeah, so 2024 is interesting. So this is the year that we both, you before I do, but we both turned 30 this year. You way before I
five do.
Way before. But... And something about 30, I think I've been kind of almost preparing for it, I feel like, in a lot of ways, like, over the last years, like, subconsciously. I read this book, right when I graduated, my cousin, shout out to my cousin, Caitlin. I know you'd be listening. Hey, girl. She gave me this book. I don't remember. Oh, my God. I meant to look up the author. I don't know the author's name, but it's a pretty popular book. It's called 20s, The Defining Decade.
I've heard of that.
You've heard of that? Yeah. It's good. And basically, she's talking about, like, I don't know. When you think about 20s, it's always very, like, live it up. Live your life. You know? You got time. Like, do all the things. And she doesn't say don't do those things, but what she also talks about is, like, yes, and also build. Like, it's a great opportunity to build, to, like, get some things in order, to just, so that way your 30s and beyond, when things get really, really real, like, when you're really, like, grown, you're in a different space. And so for me, as I'm going into 30, and even in this year, especially when I think about, like, the theme of, like, acceptance and, like, just kind of accepting where I am, when I look at my life right now, like, at 29, and I look at my life at 20, there's been a lot of things that I have lived, I will say, on the record. My 20s, I feel like I have definitely lived.
Definitely.
And definitely did a lot of stupid stuff. Made a lot of terrible decisions. But I also feel like I did a lot of great things to build. And so for me, my goals for this year, I'm doing this long drawn out thing, are to kind of start to see what I want to see in my 30s are some of the fruits of what I've built in my 20s. So I'm thinking about where Bree just got whiskey. What's going on?
Are you kidding me?
I had to say something because it was going to be a big pause.
Because it's the better version of the... of the cocktail.
Oh, goodness.
Just continue what you were saying.
My head is already hurting. Okay, so... Oh, God, I lost my train of thought. 20s. So, 30s. I'm trying to build. So, I'm thinking about where I want to be and what I would love to accomplish in my 30s. And so, my goals are centered essentially on that. So, I'm not necessarily getting rid of the, like, mind, body, soul thing, but I'm not as married to that as I used to be. And my goals, I think, are really simple. So, my first just overarching goal that I would want to see in my 30s, career-wise, I would love to be either closer or kind of where I want to be in terms of, like, being a dean of students or even a vice president of student affairs. And there's been, again, so many things that I've already done in my 20s to kind of help me get there. Going to grad school, you know, working and doing, you know, I feel like great work in my role. But one of the next things I would say is getting a professional, like a doctoral degree. And so my first goal for this year is to get into a doctoral program. And so literally, like, I'm on pins and needles a little bit because I literally have, I'm tying up some final materials for my application. It's literally due next week. And I am literally only applying to one program. And so I am a little anxious, but hopefully this is the year that I get told yes. So that's my first goal, getting accepted into my dream doctoral program. So that's goal number one. For me, another priority as I'm going into my 30s, I am wanting to be financially independent. I have no desire, honestly, to be wealthy. I have no desire to be rich. I just want to be in a space where, like, what the government do don't have nothing to do with me and my money. Like, I want to just be in a space where it's not a factor, which, you know, in some ways it does require making more, but I don't know, I just want to be independent. And so one of the first things for me, again, I've been working on it for a minute now, is to be, the first step of that is to become debt free. And it's been a journey that I literally, and one day I'm going to tell the whole story. I've kind of started to, if you listen to my podcast, I started my debt freedom journey in February of 2020. And my goal is to be completely debt free by June. I'm on track to be debt free by June of this year.
Uh-oh.
2024. Because okay. My goal when I started in February of 2020, just looking at the numbers and stuff, it was going to take me like 4 years. And I said, okay, what can be like a cool little metric? I said, ooh, that's the year I turned 30. What if we just make it a goal to be debt-free by 30? And so that's been my goal ever since. And so that's the goal. It's for me to just see all the way through to the end.
Period. 6 more months.
Yeah. I'm excited. I'm ready. But yeah, one day I'm gonna tell the story. I'm gonna tell the story, like the full story one day. Not today though, but one day. And then my other goal is to, so I think I kind of talked about it. So again, in my 30s, I want to be kind of going with the idea of like acceptance and, kind of what I'm going to reveal as my goal or my theme for the year a little bit later, but being comfortable in my spaces. So specifically work, like my office space and at home. Last year, I think I talked about, I had just got married and I was talking about like converting it from like a bachelorette pad to like a family home. And then we ended up moving. And so I'm basically kind of starting all the way over. And so there's not really, this one is not a smart goal, I wouldn't say. There's not, I don't have a specific way to measure it. But just with what the budget allows, being able to just be intentional about every room in my space and like creating things, making it, you know, match. I've learned about myself too, that I like aesthetics. I think for so long I was like, aesthetics don't matter that much, blah, blah, blah. But I really appreciate aesthetically pleasing things. And so I want my home to, you know, have a vibe, to like, just feel like an oasis. I've been in other spaces, like in my past, where it's home felt like an oasis, and I want to kind of get back to that. Work as well. And those are really, honestly, the bigger goals that I have. As far as health, I want to be healthy. I think that doesn't really change much. Eat better. I would love to lose a couple pounds and just be, eat better overall. But again, it's not a super specific, measurable thing that I have. It's just an ongoing thing that I want to continue to work on. And just, I would say, just add a new habit, like a new healthy habit to my life this year. Like, I want something that I can see consistently. Will be a goal.
Any initial thoughts on it?
I would probably say the first thing that I can think of would be exercise of some sort, or walking, like being consistent in my steps, which I think I also talked about last year.
Yeah.
But just being more, maybe like having a, like an actual exercise, like where I work out once a week, or like knowing that every day I walk 10,000 steps. Because the eating part, like, I've done a lot of different things over the years. Like, for example, I don't drink, outside of alcohol, I don't drink anything but water for the most part. But that took me, like, 3 years, I feel like, to, like, really get that, like, down. Mm-hmm. So, same thing. I just want to create or start to work to create. So, that's where my head is right now with exercise. And I feel like those, I'm literally trying to go off the dome here.
You did a great job.
But, yeah, I think those are all my goals. If I had come up with another one, I would let you know.
Okay.
What are your goals?
That's good. That's a great start, Amira. I think that that is great. And congratulations to you. I think that, you know, we always talk about, I think literally every year, and it's not a part of my goals this year for this reason, about the finance piece. And mm-hmm. It's just so amazing to me how you like started the journey and you're about to end the journey. You know what I mean? And was like mm-hmm. really intentional about it, serious about it, you know, mm-hmm. kept up with it. So good for you. Love that. Love that. So I have a few. But it's not like, it's not like a lot. I think I just was really specific about it because, as I mentioned before, I would love to be more, I don't want to use the word discipline, but I would love to be more intentional and serious and committed to my goals. And I think a way to do that is to have things that I can measure it against. Because mm-hmm. for some reason, that's motivating for me. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, okay, I know that if I get to this point, then I've reached this goal and I feel accomplished. And I can check this off my list. Now yeah. I can keep going. And so in the past, I've done like, oh, it's just how I feel.
That's what you told me last year. Oh my gosh. Which is, that's valid though.
It's valid. Yeah. It's a catch 2020. Because it's like, it is valid. I do just want to overall feel better. But how?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because I can go to the gym one day, but oh, I feel great. Boom, I feel better.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I just want to be able to put numbers to things and be more specific. So, here we go. It's really only three. I just got really, really, really detailed. So, the first one is to get a job. I hope that no one from my job is listening to this. But no, I'm dead serious. And here's the thing. Whether it's in my current company or whether it's not in my current company, I'm getting a new job this year. Mm-hmm. Like, it has to happen. I think that I am at the point in my career where I feel like I should be growing. Mm-hmm. I should be in a different space. I have experience. And I think a big part of that, just being 100% transparent, a big part of that is not feeling like I'm worthy to be in that space, or not feeling like I'm worthy to go to the next level, or I don't have the credentials, or I'm not this person, or I haven't done this that person has done. And so it's a little bit of imposter syndrome. But I think I just need to push past, and I have been, towards like the end of the year, just pushing past that and just really going after what I deserve. So it's gonna happen. Again, and whether that's in my current company, which means a promotion, or whether that's in another company, whatever that means for me, I am coming for it. And the goal within that is to be financially secure and have some growth potential in my career. So that's one. Second one is, I want to lose weight.
Why are you laughing?
Because I put a number to it. I would love to lose 15 pounds.
I really need to put a number to it, too.
And I did that.
Yeah, I really do.
I actually weighed myself. I'm not going to tell y'all the numbers. But I would love to lose 15 pounds. Mm-hmm. And I feel like once I get there, I will feel like, okay, I've actually worked towards something. Now, how I'm getting there, that might look a little how I feel.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Because it's like, I'm not about to be unrealistic and say I'm gonna just eat vegetables all day every day, I'm just gonna stick to this, because I just haven't been able to, right? And there's the acceptance piece. I haven't been able to. So what does that look like for me? It's a year goal, 15 pounds. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a goal, and I think it's realistic for me. And then I put like sub things that I can do to help reach that goal. Now the gym, we laugh about the gym every year, but I actually have gone more consistently than I have in years this year.
Mm-hmm. Good. That's awesome.
So
I've noticed.
You noticed?
As your friend.
Oh, I love that. But yeah, so I have a membership. I think it's doable. Again, support system is amazing. So I've been able to go. Goal is 3 times, maybe 2 times consistently that I've done a week. So I kind of want to stick within that about 3 times a week. Then I want to do some sort of like movement. I think, like you said, like walking, that's why I asked you earlier. Apparently there's this thing with Apple where it tells you how many steps you need to do a day. And so I kind of want to look like more into things like that, like small things, but they'll ultimately get me to my goal.
You know, are you done with that one?
No.
Oh, go ahead.
What? I want to cut out sugar. So my whole thing with the diet, sugar is like my biggest thing. And it's hilarious because I don't let my son have sugar like that. And so I need to lead by example. Not cutting it out completely, because it's in everything, right? It's in alcohol, it's in fruit, blah, blah, blah. But the things that I know, like I have Christmas tree cakes. Why do I have a box of Christmas tree cakes every week? You know what I mean? Like, stuff like that. So just being really discipline in those things. And then I just want to increase some of the healthy things, increase the vegetables, increase the protein. I've done the no red meat thing before, and so I kind of want to start back to do that. And I think that will help as well, because I've noticed the difference when I do that. And also, I just don't like how I feel when I have a lot of red meat. And then cooking more, which I talked about last year, which I did, but I think like learning new recipes so that it's not as like such a task or a chore, and I only make like 4 meals. And you know what I'm saying? Like, I want to be more like, have more of a variety in my cooking. So those all go within the goal of the 15 pounds.
Okay. You done?
Yeah, I'm done with that one.
Okay. I'm going to add to mine.
Okay, go ahead.
And do the same thing. Because I need to be specific. And you just inspired me to be more specific. Yeah.
I love that. That's
I need beautiful. To. That's why I was trying to get you before you got to the next one. So yeah. That's all my go-to. Goal number, whatever, for me. Woo-hoo. Lose 15 pounds.
There we go. We're going to do it. It's realistic. And then I said I was going to come back on alcohol, but... We're turning 30 next year. Me and all of my friends are turning 30 next year.
It's so. Up and stuck.
I don't know about that one.
Up and stuck. Hey.
But yeah, next goal is I think it's overall mental health is the goal. But what I said underneath it, like the sub bullets, were continuing therapy. So I'm very proud of myself. I've done therapy for 12 months.
Beautiful.
And I have been consistent in it, and I am so proud of the progress. I'm so proud of the consistency of the growth. It has been the best thing. And I knew that when I started, I needed to do it and I needed to keep it up. And so I did that. I want to continue it next year. It's one of those things we just kind of have to continue. And I think that sometimes we think as a society, like, oh, you only use it. It's kind of like when you get into like religion and stuff, you only use it or you only pray or only do these things when like things are going bad.
Mm-hmm.
No, like, mm-hmm. No, it's just like everything. You know, you don't just go to the gym when you eat bad. You go, mm-hmm. You should. It should be practiced. Like these things, body, mind, like these things should be practiced. And so I do want to continue that, continue the self-care, which for me just means taking the time for myself. And if that means absolutely nothing, or if that means a day of things, you know what I mean? Like, it's just the self-care piece of it. I want to get back into the journaling, spiritual growth, all of those things. I said I wanted to develop a routine, and I've started. All of these things I've started. So, for me, it just means... Obviously, every day is going to look different, right? But if I have, like, here's what I do at these times, I have, like, a guide, right? So if I have a guide, then even if I fall off or even if a day it looks different, then it's okay because I have a guide to get me through to the next day. So I want to do that. I literally put being my feminine bag, which is hilarious to me because... I think it's easy, like, to say self-care, but then I fall off with, like, self-care.
Mm.
Like, you know, like, just thinking about it in a way of, like, taking the care when it comes to, like, the maintenance.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I will let my nails grow out so far before mm-hmm. I go get them done. Because I typically just don't care about those things.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to grow in my femininity. And that for too. Me, that means, and it means different things to different people. For me, it means take the time to do, you know, do the upkeep.
Mm-hmm.
Hair, nails, if that means makeup for you, if that means skincare for you, mm-hmm. if that means whatever, just look like, you know what I mean? Pressing the wrinkles out your pants before mm-hmm. you go out the house, wearing a piece of jewelry, you mm-hmm. know, perfume. Like, I'm getting into those things, and I've never really been there before.
So relatable. Wow.
And so, yeah, I want to, you know, kind of stand on that and do those things. And then community involvement, which I think I'm really centering that around her. But I just kind of want to do more throughout the year and not just at the end of the year. So like in her, we did our community service event in November and we'll continue that. But I want to be able to do things throughout the year because people aren't just in need in the holidays.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was something that really stood out to me. And so I really wanted to make sure that I focused on that. And then her was the last one. I'm thinking about how we can make it greater. And like I said earlier in the podcast, you know, we have already met and had some great conversations about things, about how we can grow and what we can do for that. So I'm excited about that. We talked about the retreat, which is like the biggest thing for me, like measurable,
mm-hmm.
That I want to make sure happens for her. And then we added this right before we recorded. Amira was like, I said, I think I want to just step away from social media a little bit. And Amir was like, well, if you don't put it on the goal, it ain't it ain't set in stone. So I think I want to take a 3-month cleanse. Mm-hmm. That's measurable for me. First 3 months of the year. I feel like it's just consuming me in a way that I don't like. And also, it's taking away time where I could be doing other things that are going to be contributing towards my goals. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? I feel like it's always hardest, or it's always easy to say, I don't have enough time in the day, or I got this going, I got that going on, but I literally can scroll on TikTok for hours. And I feel like that time can be spent in better places. So I'm just going to see. I'm just going to try it. See if it makes a difference, if I can be more productive, and if I can feel better, and, you know, not just be clouded, because it's just so much on social media. So I am going to commit in stone to a 3-month cleanse from social media. All social media.
I love that. Yeah, you made me so there was things you said. I forgot to say two things. Mm-hmm. One, so my theme for 2024 is presence. Mm. And so my husband and I, we went on a cruise with our family literally just came back yesterday. And something, I think I was already thinking this, but he kind of helped remind me. So we were sitting on the cruise, we're looking at the waves, right? And I'm already like, okay, so when's our next cruise? What we about to do? When's our next vacation? And he looked at me, he said, we're on this cruise right now, just be here. And I said, you know what? You are absolutely correct. So that's my theme. Just be here. And I think that doesn't mean for me, it doesn't mean like to not think about, you know, the future, right? Obviously, a lot of the goals are like with the future in mind. But sometimes taking that moment to just be here, like be present, be in the moment, enjoy it. These are the things that I've once prayed for. These are the things that I've wished years, like when I was a little girl, the life that I have are things that I could only have dreamed of, but I could miss it if I'm not just here and present in the moment. So that is my theme. I think it's honestly been my theme for the last couple of years, if I was honest with myself, but it's definitely, as I'm going into 30s, just appreciating kind of with that acceptance where I'm at, but being here in the moment. The future, I'm always going to have that. I am just kind of who I am. And the past always kind of guides a lot of what I do, but the present is what I often struggle with. And then when you said feminine back, that is something I forgot to say. Putting more effort into my appearance. So very similar, keeping up with things like nails, keeping up with just, for me, it's more like nails, I'll do that. But it's more of like just like getting dressed in the morning. Like, am I really putting together a look? Do I have a style? Like, kind of for me, it's defining what my style is. Accepting of that, like not letting social media define what my style should be. Mm-hmm. Not letting trends determine it. Like really cultivating a style that reflects who I feel that I am and who I want to be. Because sometimes who I am is not always in alignment, honestly, with who I want to be. So kind of crafting and creating that. So I forgot to say those two things. But
that's good. Yeah. Something. And I guess that's when I probably made that goal. It was like, dress for the job that you want, not the job you have. It's not necessarily have to be like a job, but like dress how you want to feel. Yeah. Dress how you know, where you're going, not where you are.
Yeah.
And so that was something, because I can go to work and just listen, throw on.
Same. Any type of way. My mother would be appalled.
And I'd just be like, I'm here. You know what I mean? And it took a lot for me to be here. But
you feel better. I've learned on days when I know it's a cliche saying, when you look better, you feel better, right? And you really do better. Like, when I look put together, I feel like the whole day I'm that girl. Like, I'm getting it done. ain't nothing I ain't gonna be able to do. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah, that's a good one. What was the one you said before that? Because I had something to...
Presence.
Okay,
just be here. Yeah,
so for that, I can piggyback off too. Because, like, I think sometimes for me and for some people I know, it's like, what's next? You know what I mean? And not necessarily, like, in the vacation sense. Like, that's kind of fun to plan a cruise. Mm-hmm. But, like, oh, my gosh, I'm not, like, there's something more. Like, there's always gonna be something more. There's always gonna be the next. And if you do not only just be present in those moments, but if you do not take those moments in to be thankful and grateful for those moments, they can be gone. And it's like, you didn't even, like, I was worried about, you know, what was coming or, you know, how much time we had or whatever, you know. But if you just take a minute to be present, I think that that is beautiful.
Yeah, agreed.
All right. So, yeah, I think that's good. I think that's a great place to start. It's so funny to me, like, how over the years our goals have changed. Like, mm-hmm. we were talking about earlier, like, our first year, this is our fourth year doing this. And our mm-hmm. first year, we were kind of like, oh, my God, 2020. And we were so excited and so optimistic. And then the pandemic happened.
And we were 25.
It was just, like, the turn of a century. But, yeah. It was great, and I think that, like, it's just funny to, like, listen, if you listen back from the beginning mm-hmm. to now, like, to see how much, like, our mindsets have changed, our goals are a lot more simple.
No, but seriously.
We're just optimistic, and I want to do this, and I want to do that. And
girl,
now it's
like, get into the program.
Let's be realistic, you know what I mean? Bullet points. Mm-hmm. Because then, again, and it's achievable, because then it's like, okay, these are the things. I'm going to do the things, mm-hmm. and I can focus on the things in a 12-month span. So, yeah, that's great. And just wanted to, don't look at me. I just want to take a minute and express my gratitude and give my best friend her flowers, because, again, this has been a year. I'm not going to say it's been terrible, because it hasn't been terrible. I actually have done a lot of things, and it's been great. But it's been tough on me in a lot of ways. And I think that you really have to take the time. We talk about presence, and we talk about, like, you know, just acknowledging things. You have to take the time to give people their flowers and acknowledgements for things that they do for you and how they show up for you in times where you really need them. And sometimes you don't necessarily have the words, and sometimes you do have the words. And know what you need. Sometimes you just kind of have to have somebody. One of our biggest things, she always says, you want to vent or do you want advice? And that has been super helpful, because sometimes, you know, we just talk to our friends and they always just want to help and they want to save and they want to give, you know, sometimes unsolicited advice. And it's helpful to have that space. Sometimes they just want to vent. Mm-hmm. So thank you for being that for me, not just this year, obviously, but it's just been something that I've noticed a lot this year. You know, we have our weekly talks, and, you know, sometimes they are like 5 minutes, but just being the friend that I need. So, thank you. I love you.
I love you too, friend. Why are you being so randomly sappy?
We've been friends for almost half of our lives.
Literally, this year, 24, we are also celebrating 15 years of friendship.
It's insane to think about.
We became, officially, we debated all the time, but officially we became friends in 2009. And so this would be the year that it'll be 15, which is literally half of our lives. So just talk about growth and these are conversations we have all the time, but the way we've evolved specifically, I think, while we're giving flowers, seeing the way that you've grown over the years, and the woman that you're becoming has been very, very beautiful, with everything, you know, with motherhood and everything, all of the other things that come with that and things that have nothing to do with that. It's been very miraculous, very beautiful. To see you step into that, and love on my Brycey, who is just so angelic and never a problem ever.
Yikes.
it's been beautiful to see. But I also would like to thank you this year for me. While it has been overall great, there have been down moments that I've had, and you literally physically have showed up for me in moments where I didn't even really know that I needed you to. But it's been very appreciative, very appreciated. And you've gotten me through some of the darker days of this year. So thank you, friend.
Yeah, girl. This is what they talk about, you know, and they be like, oh, you know, you find your soulmate and your friend. And if you only have one or two friends, then it's okay when you get older. Shout out to Tierra too. So she's been a rock if she's mm-hmm. listening to this.
Yeah.
But it's just really amazing to me, you know, 'cause the idea of friendship. I'm not going to get too deep into it, but just the whole idea of friendship and how people sometimes are friends for years and don't even get as deep as mm-hmm. we've gotten, or don't get as real with their friends as they need to, don't call them out when they need to. I think that that is something that is just mind-boggling to me. But even, like you said, the growth. Like, we were, what, freshman, sophomore in high school?
Yeah, like literal children.
to now. 30. Yeah. Yeah. Whole 30. Whole aunties.
It's a totally different place. Totally different people.
Totally different people.
And being person, friends through the changes. Her. Yeah, I don't know her either.
I don't know her. So yeah, that's all I had to say. Well, that was a plot twist. It wasn't on the agenda.
Yeah, which is why I was confused and surprised. But well, I think that is a great place to end. As we go into 2024, I'm very optimistic, very excited. Shout out to the 94 babies. It's up. Damn. And stuck. It's 30. It's our year. Let's do it. And all the 4 babies, you all have milestones. So 84, 74, 64. Like 19, if you were born in 1984, you turned 40 this year.
Oh, okay.
You get what I'm saying?
I mean, I guess. Sure.
I got an auntie who's turning 60, so that's why I said
that. Oh, okay, I'm like, girl, I ain't do that math. I don't know.
But anyway, so that is all that we have. Thank you all so much for listening. Stay tuned. My hope is that I'll do another episode before the year's over, but I ain't no promises, so we'll see. But in the meantime, happy new year and happy holidays to you and yours. And we wish you nothing but love, peace, and
so
as you go at the end of this year and into the new year. Cheers.